For a boy named Sparky, school was nearly impossible. He failed nearly every subject in the eighth grade, was socially awkward, never asked a girl out on a date, and even worse, he wasn't disliked by his peers. He was more accurately invisible to them. Nobody noticed him. He just simply plodded along, knowing that he had the reputation of a loser. One thing was important to Sparky, however, and that was drawing. So proud of his artwork that in senior high school, his cartoons were turned down by the editors of the school yearbook. In spite of this painful rejection, he believed that one day he would become a professional artist. So after graduation, he excitedly wrote to the Walt Disney Studios, sent samples of his work, and was promptly rejected. So Sparky began to write his autobiography in cartoons. Here's a second clue. One of his comics introduced a well-dressed young boy who idolized Ludwig von Beethoven, like one of his comic characters named Schroeder that Sparky created. So who is our mystery man? Here's another clue. The favorite subject for childhood drawings of this now world-famous illustrator was the family dog Spike. By the time of his death in 2000, his comic strip had been published in 75 countries and translated into 21 languages. Of course, you already know the name of this plodding youngster, ignored by everyone, socially awkward, whose sample works were promptly rejected by Walt Disney Studios. The name of this brilliant illustrator was Schultz, Charles Schultz, whose life story was revealed in the character Charlie Brown.